And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Directing the triumph of the lead in a smash hit on Broadway, Larry Noble, well-known Broadway actor, is plunged into the horror of a murder charge and now awaits trial in the New York City jail. The police say that Larry strung the young fortune hunter Oliver Wilson up by a rope in the wings of the Hamilton Theater where Larry was starring in a play. He did this, the police charge, when he learned that the handsome young ne'er-do-well had secretly married Claudia Vincent, with whom Larry is rumored to be in love. Larry's wife, Mary, has stood loyally by, wanting only her husband's acquittal. Right now, she's riding on a subway train in New York after a visit to the jail. As she sits facing the row of indifferent passengers opposite her, her thoughts take charge.
I wonder why Larry asked me about Claudia Vincent today. Why did he seem so concerned because he hasn't heard from her? Can it possibly mean that he really is in love with her? That this infatuation is stronger than his will? If I believe that, then it could follow that he did kill. No, I've got to stop thinking such thoughts. I've got to believe. Only the first stop. How many is it? I ought to know them by heart by this time. I've ridden back and forth on the subway between the jail and my hotel often enough, heaven knows. Except for the two times Rupert Marlowe sent me in his car. That won't happen again. I've told Rupert I won't see him anymore. How hurt he looked. And I can't blame him. How can I explain that Larry mistrusts everything about him? Even though Rupert has always been generous, when he put money in Larry's last Broadway play, and when Rupert persuaded the best defense lawyer in the state to take Larry's case, it does seem poor reward for his kindness to have Larry refuse to accept his lawyer. And now to refuse even to let me be civil to Rupert. But there's nothing I can do. Not as long as Larry's voice keeps saying,
"Keep away from Rupert Barlow, Mary. Do you hear? Keep away from him. Or else..."
Mary wouldn't be so sure of Rupert Barlow's good intentions if she had heard the telephone conversation several minutes ago in Rupert's New York apartment. When Victor, his chauffeur, called to say,
"Hey, boss, Mrs. Noble just left the jail. She's on her way uptown on the subway. It's a local train, so she ought to be about 20 minutes if she gets off at a regular stop. Now, you better get over there quick if you want to get another newspaper shot of her and you together. I'm calling the guy with a camera right now."
But Mary Noble doesn't realize that Rupert Barlow is determined at all costs to bring about a romantic response in her, even though he has so far been unsuccessful. And now, as Rupert gets out of a taxi on the corner indicated.
"Okay, driver, keep the change. I'm in a hurry."
Rupert heads for the subway entrance as he thinks,
"I couldn't have missed her. It's less than 10 minutes since Victor called. Where the devil is that fellow with the camera? If he doesn't show up... Oh, there he is. Good. I'll give him a nod and run downstairs where I can watch both exits. Great place to spend the day, in a subway entrance. Just because Mary Noble pays more attention to Larry, that actor husband of hers, than she does to me. All he has to do is tell her to keep away from me, and she obeys like a trained dog. And after all the trouble I've taken, to think that I'd ever run after any woman, instead of having them run after me. Confound it, this is different. This has got into my blood. It's an obsession. I've never been beaten at anything in my life, and I won't start now. If Mary won't leave her husband of her own free will, I'll fix it so Larry throws her out. Then she'll come to me, all right. On my terms."
And as this self-centered playboy paces anxiously up and down the subway entrance, wondering if Mary Noble will arrive at her usual station, we find Larry Noble in the visiting room of the New York City jail talking to Maud Marlowe, character actress and close family friend.
"It's good of you to come here like this, Maud. When I know how busy you are with rehearsals of your new play.
Well, we're not rehearsing this afternoon, Larry. They're working on the set, so I thought I'd see if they'd let me talk to you.
Oh, that's swell. How's the play coming along?
Oh, I don't know. Right now, I'm too close to it to have any judgment.
Gee, I'd give a lot to see you on opening night, Maud.
Well, there's no one I'd rather have across the footlights.
Probably won't ever see the play at all.
Oh, Larry. No, why do you say that? You don't think we're going to fold so soon, do you? My big chance to star once more? Well, it's probably my last chance.
Nonsense, Maud. You've got lots of hits coming up.
Don't try to kid an old warhorse, Larry. There aren't many plays written to star an aging character actress. No, I'll be lucky if I can get bits after this.
I'd give a lot just to have a walk-on part right now.
Oh, of course you would, Larry. But you'll be back on Broadway again. I know that. I'm confident you'll get out of this wretched injustice.
Thanks again. As a matter of fact, I've been having a surge of confidence myself these past few days.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it, Larry.
I guess it's mostly because of my wife, Mary.
That's even better.
Poor kid. This business of me being held in jail on a murder charge has been awfully rough on her, Maud.
Well, of course. It's awful for both of you, Larry. I rather thought I might find Mary here when I arrived at the jail. She wasn't at the hotel where she's living.
No, she's been here, Maud.
Oh?
She just left a few minutes before you got in. Oh, it's great to have her so close by. You don't know what it does for me, having her pop in every little while.
Well, I think I know, Larry. I haven't lived with you two at your home out in Rosehaven, Long Island, for so many months without knowing a little bit about you.
Wouldn't it be great if we were all back there right now, in our house in Rosehaven?
You will be, Larry. Probably sooner than you think.
I think about the house more than you'd believe. I can see every room as clearly as though it were etched on my mind. The living room with the big glass windows right down to the floor. Sun streaming in from the terrace. My own leather chair by the fireplace.
Poor Larry. This isn't much of a substitute for that lovely house, is it?
You're darn right it isn't, Maud. Maybe you don't really appreciate anything until you're threatened with losing it. I guess I'm like the average guy, taking things for granted. I know I haven't given Mary half the praise or encouragement she deserves.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Mary's been very happy with you, dear, for all the years of your married life.
She's been the most wonderful wife a man could have. What a rotten break this is for Mary. Even if I do get out of it, what do you think will happen to my career in the theater?
Well, I don't see why anything at all should happen, Larry. After all, you're one of the most famous actors on the New York stage.
Oh, come on, Maud. You know better than that. Do you think anyone's going to sign me up for a big play after this mess I've got into?
Well, of course they will, Larry.
I wish I could believe that.
Now, don't go looking for any more troubles than you already have, Larry Noble.
You're right, Maud. Why should I pour out all this gloom when you're here? It's pretty rotten of me, isn't it?
No, I didn't mean that. Now, you know I didn't.
And anyhow, I shouldn't be complaining. Not when I have Mary standing by. She's so wonderful, Maud.
Well, of course she is.
She's really grand. I feel like a dog for kicking up such a row about Mary seeing Rupert Barlow.
I don't know about that, Larry.
Oh, it was pretty high-handed of me to give her that do-what-I-say-or-else stuff.
And yet, when it comes to Rupert Barlow, he's very wealthy and has his eye on Mary.
Yes, I still feel I'm right about him. He's not to be trusted for a second. He's made a life's work of attracting women. And I know darn well he's crazy about Mary.
I wouldn't argue with you about that.
Not that I blame him. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't blame her if she had fallen for him. He's a handsome devil and no mistake. He's got more money than he can count.
He's a complete scoundrel, Larry, and you know it. He couldn't make any woman in this world happy.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore. I'll admit it had me pretty wild when Mary told me how he was hanging around. But that's all over and done with.
Oh, is it?
Yes, sure. She told me just before she left here that she promised not to see him again, at all.
Oh, I see. Well, suppose she should change her mind. I mean, just see him casually once in a while.
Oh, she won't, Maud. She promised. She wouldn't go back on her word. She never has. If she did, I'd lose all confidence in anyone.
Well, I must go, Larry. I have to get back to my hotel.
Maud Marlowe gets up so abruptly that Larry Noble is startled. She prepares to go, remembering that the desk clerk at the Little West Side Hotel, where she and Mary Noble are now staying, told her that only an hour or two ago, Mary had left the place with Rupert Barlow. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.